Exclusive: General Bolduc rips Democrat Hassan for claiming she aligns with Trump when in reality she vilified him. By Wendell Hasebo on November 5, 2022. Republican General Don Bolduc ripped Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, after she claimed to have supported President Donald Trump's popular border policies. General Bolduc stated that Hassan lied during Wednesday's debate about supporting Trump's initiative to secure the southern border. Under Democrat rule, 2.2 million illegal migrants have overrun the border in fiscal year 2022, a 33% increase from last year. Then she has a surprising comment: "I voted with Donald Trump to secure the border. Will you look at the record?" No, she didn't, General Bolduc told Breitbart News Saturday. She voted four times against everything President Trump wanted to do, but she tries to align herself with President Trump, a person who she has consistently vilified for everything that he does and everything that he stands for. During Hassan's short career in the Senate, she has voted against Republican efforts to force a vote on an amendment to a coronavirus bill to reinstate Title 42 restrictions. She has refused to oppose the Biden administration's catch-and-release illegal immigration policy, along with opposing former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which President Joe Biden ended. General Bolduc additionally told Breitbart News Saturday that her attacks, calling him an extremist, contradict his military service. On a debate stage, the final debate stage, she tries to distance herself from Biden, who she supported 100% of the time, and align herself with Donald Trump, who she didn't support at all, General Bolduc said. So she stood up on the debate stage and she deceived people and she outright lied. Not only did she lie about what she's doing and deceived people about what he is doing, but she also has really no honor and she lies about me, General Bolduc continued. I have told zero about her. I have had zero negative ads about her. And all she does is lie and have ads about me to deceive Granite Staters. They call me an extremist and they call me the threat to democracy, General Bolduc said. I served 33 years in the military, protecting this nation, protecting the men, women, and children in the borders of this great nation. I commanded thousands in combat. I didn't bring home 72. I live my life with a great amount of honor for God, family, community, and country, and the idea of calling me a threat to democracy by two people, Senator Hassan and the President, who never served in uniform, never took the oath to serve in uniform, who don't know what it's like to be sent overseas, and to be given the responsibility to our sons and daughters to bring them home in those types of environments. And the pledge that I took and the honor that I have for our Declaration of Independence and our Constitutional Republic, to suggest that I am a threat and that anyone else like me is a threat is absolutely unconscionable, and this is what they should be being held accountable for doing this. And it's absolutely wrong, he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.